Hello and welcome to this week's audio edition of Fourth Day Letters, distributed by Broken Door Ministries. My name is Brian Pusateri, and this week's message is, Misery is the Throne of God's Mercy. Do you have some areas of sinfulness in your life that keep nagging at you? Are there areas of weaknesses in your life that no matter how many times you have prayed to God, asking Him to remove these imperfections, they still remain? Can you relate to Paul when he spoke of a thorn in the flesh that constantly irritated him? Is it possible that God allows us to have these struggles as a path to building a stronger relationship with Him? The Bible makes it clear that all people are sinners. We read this in Romans 3:23. For most Christians, their sinful nature is a source of continual consternation. The battle against persistent recurring sin can be daunting and wearying. For many Christians, their inability to break free from sinful tendencies leads to self-loathing. Too often, some Christians set their sights on perfection rather than continual improvement, and anything short of perfection leaves them feeling like utter failures. Does this sound familiar to you? Maybe we are all trying to save ourselves rather than relying on Jesus Christ, who has already saved us. God proved His love for us by sending His Son to die for us, knowing full well that we were sinners. We read this in Romans 5:8. Maybe, just maybe, these persistent sins keep us grounded. Maybe they remind us of just how dependent we are on God's mercy and forgiveness. Maybe that's why God doesn't take these thorns away. St. Francis de Sales once wrote this, "God wants your misery to be the throne of His mercy. He desires that your powerlessness be the seat of His omnipotence." Pope Francis once stated, "The place where my encounter with the mercy of Jesus takes place is my sin." In Romans 6, verses 1 to 11, Paul posed the question, "Shall we persist in sin that grace may abound?" He was quick to answer his own question with a resounding no. The statements above by Francis de Sales and Pope Francis are not inconsistent with Paul's admonition against continually sinning. No, to the contrary, they simply recognize the reality of our weakness and continual need for God's grace. I can't speak for you, but I must attest that despite my desire to please God and follow His teachings, my frail human nature and weaknesses seem to constantly get in my way. I would have hoped that as I grew older, I would get stronger and fall less often, but that just doesn't seem to be the case for me. What about with you? My spirit is willing, but my flesh is weak. Do you relate to this in your own life? So what can we do? We can and must try our best, and once we do, we must rely on God and His mercy for the times we fall short. When we fall, we must get up, even if we have to do it over and over and over again. We need to repent and keep trying. God knows our innermost desire to please Him. The reality is this: God is always there for us. He is always ready to forgive us if we just ask Him to. God's love for us is unconditional. We must learn to love ourselves as God loves us. His grace is constantly there for us. We must learn patience with our imperfections. These imperfections just might be the throne of mercy on which God sits in our life. Sure, we should always be striving to live in a way that pleases God, but we must acknowledge that we can't get there on our own. Paul sums it up best in Romans 7, verses 24 and 25, when he states, "Miserable one that I am, who will deliver me from this mortal body? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Therefore I myself with my mind serve the law of God, but with my flesh the law of sin." Now will you please pray with me? Heavenly Father, I come to you with the words of the tax collector, "Have mercy on me, a sinner. When I am weak, you are strong. Thank you for your unending love for me. Amen." I am Brian Pusateri. Please join me next week for the newest audio edition of Fourth Day Letters. Don't forget, you can always visit us at BrokenDoorMinistries.com. Until next week, remember to be the door, no matter how broken you may be, through which others can enter to encounter Christ. May God's blessings be with you.